How does the Federal Reserve influence the economy?
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
The Federal Reserve System was established in 1913 as an independent federal agency comprising 12 regional banks and a board of governors serving as the central bank of the United States. Its decisions significantly impact the banking system, businesses, and the public. The board comprised 7 members nominated by the president and confirmed by the Senate, who serve a single 14-year term and cannot be removed or reappointed. That makes the board somewhat independent of current politics. The Fed has multiple tools to influence the banking system. The best-known instrument the Fed uses to influence the economy is the Federal Open Market Committee, FOMC, which directs the Fed's open market operation and sets its lending rate. The Fed's most impactful tool, however, is to change the bank's required reserve ratio. That is, what percent of their deposit they must keep as cash in their vault or as deposit with the Fed. This was never set to protect banks against a run, as it is too small to withstand. This is intended to control the amount of loanable funds available to the banking system. However, because it has a significant impact on the financial system, it is rarely used. The reason runs on banks are extremely rare nowadays is the existence of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC, which insures customer deposit against bank failure. The one we hear about most is the change in Fed's lending rate. When inflation is high, the Fed raises its rate to discourage banks from borrowing, thus reducing the amounts of loans they can extend and slowing the economy to reduce inflationary pressure, as it did between March 2022 and September 23. The Fed's mandate is to keep inflation and unemployment low. It can lower its interest rate, which usually helps lower unemployment rate, but almost always raises inflation, or raises rates to lower inflation, but that usually results in higher unemployment after a few months. Thus, the Fed's historical dilemma is determining the balance between these two contradictory mandates. And if this wasn't enough of a dilemma, there is almost always political pressure on the Fed to lower its rates, since that instantly reduces the cost of borrowing for the largest debtor, the government, while it will take a few months for the resulting increase in inflation to become visible. Inflation rises much more quickly than it can be tamed. The Fed cannot ignore higher inflation. That forces the Fed to act. The later it acts, the more drastic the measures. In the 1980-81 period, the Fed raised its rates to 19% to combat double-digit inflation. Nevertheless, it took almost the entire 1980s for the inflation rate to drop. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.